You're listening to SBS News.
It became the defining moment of Britain's Black Lives Matter protests. The statue of 17th century slave trader Edward Colston rolled through the streets of Bristol and dropped from the docks where his boats once moored, leaving the plinth where he had stood since 1895 empty. In the early hours of Wednesday morning, an artist and his team set to work, putting in place a new statue. It depicts activist Jen Reid, who had been photographed atop the plinth during the demonstrations.
For me, I think it's out with the old and in with the new. And I think that statue there, putting aside it being myself, it's definitely Colston is no more, and it's time for change, it's time to move on, it's time, you know, for people to keep talking and educating themselves, and I just think that's, you know, really important.
I thought perhaps this brilliant moment that she'd created herself could be crystallised and amplified and made to be there for a bit longer than the 30 seconds that she struck the pose for.
The sculptor says he has no expectation of the work becoming a permanent fixture.
It's not saying this is what should be on the plinth forever. It's saying this conversation's in the public realm and I want this sculpture to be part of the conversation. And it might be there for a day, a month, who knows?
But Bristolians seem largely pleased with the new installation.
This kind of statue is fantastic. That's the sort of thing we should be seeing in a city like Bristol and other cities too.
This is hopefully yet another good symbol to show what Black Lives Matters really, and it should still be in the conscience, not going away.
The city's mayor, a fierce critic of the original monument, says the new statue will have to be removed for now at least, as it was installed without permission, and a process to decide on a permanent replacement is ongoing. But one thing is certain, the statue of Edward Colston won't be returning. Fished from the water, it will be placed in a museum to educate people about Bristol's links to the slave trade. Ben Lewis, SBS News.